That's a beautiful song. Right, Ethan? He just looked at a picture of half Michael Jackson, half woman with large breasts.
Yes, that is a good song.
Hey, I'm Kiefer.
I'm Ethan.
And this is the podcast.
We haven't named the podcast.
No. Right. It's actually is named. It's called June 26th Podcast.
Hopefully this podcast will be on iTunes. If it's not, then you probably won't hear this.
So we hate you all.
We're trying to name the podcast, so if you have any suggestions, email us.
Yeah, sure. Email us.
We'll put that up on our website.
Yeah. Well, since the news just broke, I figured I might as well go ahead and talk about it. Aaron Hernandez is charged with murder.
Who's that?
The tight end for the Patriots.
Oh, I thought that was Gronk. I thought Rob Gronkowski was the tight end.
He is. I mean, they have two. I mean, I think you're just being stupid right now on purpose.
I mean, our viewers need to know who he is.
Yes. Okay. Well, so at first he wasn't even suspected in it at all, but then
stuff
kept coming out, and it turns out that he destroyed his security system and his cell phone. Like, he hired people to do it. Then police got like 14 boxes of stuff out of his house and kept searching him, and he wouldn't cooperate. And then they had an arrest warrant, and then they finally issued it, and it was for murder and 5 charges of gun-related stuff.
A man died.
Yeah, a man died.
This is serious stuff.
Yeah. And the Patriots released him as soon as he got arrested, before anyone even knew it was murder. I mean, they may have known. Who knows? But he pretty much screwed.
He's pleading not guilty, so OJ got away with it. He probably can too. I mean, he's a football player.
If he did it, well, that's kind of sad news. But this last weekend, Ethan and I went to St. Louis and saw the Cards play.
It was awesome. Sat behind the home plate for 2 games, Saturday and Sunday. Even though the Cardinals lost both games, I had a great time.
Yeah, me too. It was really fun. Even we sat Sunday, it was on ESPN, and there was a 3-hour rain delay. And we stuck it out at Busch Stadium, and we were there until about 1 o'clock.
We got to see our favorite players. Got to see Rosenthal pitch. The guy that was like 100 miles per hour.
Yeah.
We got to see Buster Olney, which is awesome.
And we yelled at him, but he was too busy being Buster Olney.
What else? So we didn't do anything else, really.
We went down
to Union Station.
Just kind of hung out.
We both got Cardinals jerseys.
I wore jeans when it was like 95 degrees outside.
Idiot.
That was smart. And tennis shoes. I hardly wear tennis shoes, and then I'm wearing jeans too. So
we both got some cool hats too.
We actually have them on right now. And it's just a good time. You know, everyone should love baseball because it's the best sport ever.
And if you don't, turn this off now. It's going to like you.
We'll give you a couple seconds. Well, speaking of baseball, I'm going to go ahead and read Jose Canseco's tweet of the week.
Jose Canseco tweet of the week.
Quote, if you make it to 2050, you will never die and will be able to set your perma age. End quote. That's interesting.
How the hell does he know all this stuff?
He knows some. He's a smart guy.
Did he graduate from Harvard?
I don't know. Let's Wikipedia. Harvard? I was like, let's see what he did.
Science degree? Texas A&M? Texas Tech? Georgia Tech?
that's enough. Green County Tech.
He probably went straight from Cuba to the MLB.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Let's see. Yep, Cuba. He grew up in Miami. He went to high school. Then he got selected by the Athletics in 82.
By the way, if you're into the All-Star game voting, he wants you to write him in.
Yep.
For a DH. Wait, is there even a DH? It's in New York.
Oh, it
is. New
York
Mets.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think so.
Go ahead and write him in. Even if he wins, he won't play.
Oh, so
that's that.
Yeah. He's an interesting guy. If you have a Twitter, you should follow him on there. It's just Jose Canseco. And
he doesn't even talk about baseball very much.
Hardly ever. He called A-Rod a bitch tit. And
Kiefer's got the top three arcade games.
It's not really top three.
I haven't heard these yet, so I'm interested in debating them.
It's not really top three. I'm just going to go through and, like, I'm just going through timeline of arcade video games. And
so,
I'm just gonna,
so we're going to make our top three.
Well, yeah, we're just gonna, I'm going to talk about some good ones, and we're going to talk about favorite ones. All right.
Well, anyway. Number one is Buck Hunter 2000.
Buck Hunter?
I just made that up. The, you know, the deer games? You
shoot deers? Yeah.
Deers.
I'm going more classic, though. Like, okay, we got Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter.
No.
Nope, neither of those. What about Super Mario Brothers? You ever play the coin arcade game, Super Mario Brothers?
No, only Super Nintendo.
Yeah, no.
All right. Number
three.
Makes
me want to play it, though.
Number three is those basketball shooting games.
That,
every arcade game, you had to play one of those.
Yeah, I mean, that's my favorite. But, you know, there's not really, like, name-dropping, like, on here. Did you ever play Pole Position?
No.
It's kind of like that Formula One race car. That is, like, that's probably top three for me. Then, of course, you got Pac-Man.
I never played Pac-Man in an arcade.
Never played Pac-Man in an arcade?
Who wants to play Pac-Man in an arcade? Are you serious?
It's a quarter.
I want to spend my quarter on the basketball game.
Oh, man. It's fun. What about Galaga, dude? Galaga?
No.
Dude, Galaga is awesome. The Galaga, it's
basketball, Buck Hunter, and then
I think we
Guitar Hero.
I'm just thinking more classic. You're thinking more now.
I mean, they're top three.
What about Pong?
No, I'll play air hockey.
Yeah. Well, that didn't go as well as we thought it was. But
number three, basketball. Number two, Buck Hunter. Number one, air hockey.
All right, that's his. I'm going to go with the classic route, and I'm going to go number three, Pac-Man, number two, Galaga, number one, Pole Position.
Never lost a game of air hockey, ever.
That is false. I have beaten him.
He's lying. Ever.
Just like I beat him at laser tag. Anyway, so.
Cheater.
Next. Oh, did anyone see This Is the End? Ethan, did you see This Is the End?
No, how was it?
It was great. He's lying. We saw it together. He just told me he didn't want to talk about it, but. Whatever. It's a great movie if you haven't seen it. It's one of the funniest I've seen in a long time.
It's funny. It's a little overrated, though. He's making it overrated just because a lot of funny guys are in it.
No.
I mean, it is funny. It is funny.
Yeah. Well.
It's not the funniest ever, like he said.
If you don't know, it's Seth Rogen, James Franco, Jonah Hill, Jay Bruchel, if that's how you say that. Danny McBride, Craig Robinson, and Danny McBride... He's probably the funniest one in there.
Yeah, I like Craig Robinson too.
Yeah, he's a funny guy too.
How about we just tell the end of the movie right now? Okay, so this is how it goes.
Backstreet Boys. Hey Ethan, who's your favorite office character?
My what?
Favorite office character.
Like The Office.
The
TV
Office,
show?
The show, yeah.
That's so easy. It's Michael Scott.
Yeah, me too. It's hard not to. Like, I mean, When Jim's pranking Dwight, that's probably the favorite thing.
You
that
know
happens.
My top three office characters? Number one, Michael Scott. Number two, Jim Halpert. Number three, Dwight Schrute.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Creed was up there for you.
No, Creed's number four probably. I do like Stanley though. I like them all.
Todd, I mean, yeah, it's just a great, you know, everything.
Except for Angela. Ugh.
And, you know, I hear she's really nice in person, but it'd be hard.
Even if I saw her in person, she's still Angela to me.
I mean, her real name is Angela.
She's her character to me.
Well, no, like right off the bat, I'd probably think that, but then, you know, once you talk to her, yeah. All right, Ethan, it's your top three. Top three sports movies.
Oh, man.
He didn't know he knew I was going to ask him top three. He just didn't know what it was. So,
well, they're probably all going to be baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
What about like Friday Night Lights?
No.
Remember the Titans?
Number three is going to be The Natural.
The Natural is a great movie.
Number two.
Give me a winner, Johnny. That makes my dad cry like every time.
Man.
Not to like put
the Sandlot?
Sandlot's good. Sandlot's great. I mean, Sandlot 2 sucked. Did you ever see Sandlot 2?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've seen it.
Well, it sucks. Don't watch the Sandlot 2.
It wasn't bad.
If you're thinking about it. This lead number one, like, you're not even going to say anything about Remember the Titans, Friday Night Lights.
I've never seen Remember the Titans. That's not a lie either.
Yes, I'm speechless.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm changing. What was number two, Sandlot?
Yeah.
Okay, number two is Bad News Bears now.
The old one or the new one?
The old one, dude.
I've never seen the old one.
Oh, number one. Oh, man, there's so many good ones. Okay, number three is going to be The Rookie with Dennis Quaid in it.
Yeah, it's all right. It's pretty good.
Number two is The Natural. And number three, number one is Moneyball.
Moneyball was fantastic. Oh, wow, yeah. Forgot about Moneyball.
So it goes The Rookie. And then, did I say The Natural?
Mm-hmm.
The Rookie, The Natural, Moneyball. 3-2-1.
This is tough. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I did this to you.
Any more brain busters?
I really like Varsity Blues too. That's a funny movie.
Major League.
Major League. You telling me Jesus can't hit a curveball? Oh, Hoosiers. I'm gonna have to throw Hoosiers in there. Mm. Hoosiers is a good movie. You ever seen it?
Yeah, but it's not top three.
There's so many. Shit. I'm looking at the highest grossing. And there's a lot on here. Surprisingly, Blindside's number one.
Oh, miss.
They just talked about it so much that it got annoying. Gosh. Rocky 4 and Rocky 3 or 2 and 3.
I like the Rockies too.
Yeah.
But that's not really. Excuse me.
That's sports.
It's sports, but I don't think of boxing when I think of sports. I think of the three bigs.
Yeah. I've never seen Million Dollar Baby, speaking of war boxing.
Oh, wait. I know what your number one is.
What?
Facing the Giants.
Oh. Facing Giants.
Little Giants is number two for you.
I love me Rick Moranis.
We are Marshall. Is that all you have for me?
Yeah, that's all I got. That's all I got for you. All
right, so now I'm going to start this new thing, and I'm going to. I have a list Kiefer has never seen. A list of celebrities or cartoon characters or just people we know that he's going to try to impress.
Wait, like local people?
Maybe. You never know with my list. Okay, there's no local people on here, but there will be next time.
No,
since I
there
thought
won't.
Of that.
I'm not going to do it.
But.
I'm not excited about this.
I'm gonna start the timer. It's gonna be we're gonna go for 1 minute and I'm gonna rattle off as many people as I can. And he has to do maybe a 2 or 3 second impersonation of each of them. And if he can't, I get to kick him in the balls for each one he misses. Okay, you ready?
No, I'm not freaking ready.
Ready, set. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm giving the guns.
Elmo. That's one. Russell Crowe.
Eddie
Vedder. Stewie.
Brian.
Hannibal Lecter.
I don't have one.
Sean Connery. SpongeBob. Eric Cartman.
This is a beefcake.
The ladies' man.
Can I buy you a fifth thing?
Samuel L. Jackson.
I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Jack Black.
Say what again? Sorry, I love that line.
George W. Bush.
Strategery.
Okay, last one. Lucky Charms guy.
They're after me, Lucky Charms.
Okay, he missed three. It's three kicks to the nuts. He agreed to this.
Be brave, little angel.
I'm not going to kick you in the nuts.
Yeah, I know you're not. But, all right, we should go.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah, well, I suck. at those. That's hard.
I'm ready to listen to this.
All right. Peace out, homies.
See ya.